You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show.
There it is. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show. It's the finale. Season 6, episode 23, for better or worse. In this case, there was a lot of worse things happening tonight.
I'm not happy.
I am Tiana Hobson, and joining me tonight, I have my lovely co-host.
Hi, guys. I'm Kate Aquilano.
And we have a very, very special guest in studio with us tonight. We have Tamala Jones, a.k.a. Lainey, is here.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I love it. Time. So this was your first time seeing the full episode put together.
Yes.
Correct? And what did you think?
I loved it.
So yeah. When you read this script, were you shocked at what happened tonight?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the wonderful thing about Castle. It takes you through all these twists and turns. You think you know what's going to happen. You're like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. And then it's like, what? So I thought they did a great job. And I love the lightness and the fun mm-hmm. in it. This episode, you know, from last week's episode was very hardcore and emotional and it just took you to
last
so many
week
different.
Was rough.
Yeah, but this week was fun and had its moments of danger. But the ending.
Did you see that coming? Did you know there was going to be like it was just not going to happen, and there was going to be this huge cliffhanger in the back of your mind? Did you know that was going to happen?
No. As I'm flipping the pages, I'm thinking we're going to have the wedding. It's finally going to happen, and then when I get to that last page, I'm like.
I was not happy, guys. Not happy at all.
And as soon as Castle was on the phone driving, I kind of grabbed Kate's leg while we were watching. I was like, oh my God.
This is not going to end good.
Like, this is too happy right now. Yeah. Something's about to go wrong. And sadly, it was Castle's car being on fire.
I know it's a finale. You need a cliffhanger. But we've been waiting 6 seasons for this wedding. Come on, just give it to us. The whole season, there's been little chunks here and there. Mm-hmm. And every show, we do our predictions. And we're like, we just need more wedding planning, more this. So I'm not happy.
So we're not.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's get into tonight. So tonight, we have the wedding. They got the list down to under 300 people. You know, 297 to be exact. They run into a problem, though, because they go to get their marriage license. And lo and behold, Miss Beckett is actually married. She's been married for 15 years. Vegas, man. Things that happen there don't always stay there.
I love it. She's like a drive-through chapel.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't get more Vegas than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. And I know Lainey has no idea that any of that existed. I'm sure she could have brought that up, had she known.
I know.
But that was great. That was a great little twist in there.
And I like that we got that little snippet into Beckett's past, too. You know, yeah. It's like, okay, so, you know, she was in college. She did young and dumb things. We find out, you know, she pulled a couple dine and dashes.
Yeah. And, you know, broke onto tour buses. Yeah. You always see her as, like, this serious detective. Even in the flashbacks with Montgomery, she's always this serious cop. And so it was fun to see her little background.
Yeah.
A little troublemaker.
She's a little bad girl.
And then she had to, like, relive it real quick.
She's like, wait, what?
Right in the car. So her husband's name is Rogan O'Leary, who we find out is basically a drunk, degenerate college boy who never grew up, really.
Who has a rap sheet, record.
I loved him. I thought that he was so funny. He was your typical a-hole boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, he was that guy that you, your mother told you to stay away from your whole life, and he played him so well.
He played him so well.
They, like, picked out the perfect person. When they put up his mugshots just on the screen, I think we all burst out laughing. It was, like, perfect. You're, like, the bad hair.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. just not good. It was not funny. Good.
It was really
Kit
funny.
Kat.
Hey. Kit Kat. I love that nickname.
I love it too.
Makes me want a Kit Kat. Like, he said that, and I was like, ooh, they're having Kit Kats on there?
Kit Kats are
no,
good.
That wasn't the case. So we find out that he lives in Willow Creek now. So Beckett's like, you know what? I'm just going to drive up there. We're going to get this taken care of, have him sign the quickie divorce papers. Of course, when we get there, though, just one thing after another keeps going wrong. First, he doesn't want to sign until, you know, she does something for him, which is break into his ex-girlfriend's car, who owns yep. the bar that we find him at, as he's getting his butt kicked by her.
I love that
which,
scene.
What I love about Castle is that they're not afraid to show strong women. Because
it's
there's so many times when you walk in and, like, there's a girl punching a guy. And I'm like, yes. I don't know if I should be, like, excited for violence. But it makes me feel like, yes, women can kick butt,
definitely.
Too.
I love Terry and Andrew wrote this final episode, and I love when they write together because you get that dynamic duel. He's giving you the man parts, and she's letting the female strength come through, and I really appreciate that about those two and their writing when they come together because they each do their own throughout the season, but when they come mm-hmm. together, it's magic.
Helps out. Good stuff.
Yeah.
That's really good stuff. So Beckett, you know, she comes back after breaking into Tilly's car, or Tildy's. Sorry.
Yeah.
Where did I get Tilly from? I don't know. Tildy's car, and getting her garage door opener to find, Rogan being kidnapped.
Kidnapped, yeah. There's like two masked men take him away in a pickup truck.
So at any point, because what I thought was happening was I thought he set up this whole thing to avoid signing those papers because clearly he didn't want to.
He's not that smart. Let's not give him that much credit.
I kind of thought that too.
Yeah.
You know, like it was possible that he was like, do this for me. But then why would he be running from that?
Yeah,
that so I thought that too. That's what I love about that.
Yeah, especially when the police officer was just kind of like, oh, ain't nobody got time for that. It's for Rogan. I'm not even wasting my time on this anymore.
We don't have the staff to cover his crimes, so we just don't deal with it.
Meanwhile, she's talking to a New York detective. Like, no, we don't have time
for that. That's what bothered me this whole time. I think she revealed she was a detective to him. But when she, like, faces the biker gang and she's, like, in a mobster's garage, she never once says, like, I'm an NYPD detective, well, so you might not want to kill me.
No, you don't want to do that. In real life, no, especially if you don't have any
I'm
backup.
Learning things.
You never want to reveal that you have anything, because they hate cops. They hate detectives.
I feel like they're going to get in more trouble if they kill a cop.
Not if you were up there out of your jurisdiction and you disappear. Like, you could really be in major danger in real life situation. So
that's
it's
learning something.
Yeah.
It's good.
And I'm glad you said that without backup because we talk about it all the time, how Beckett goes into situations with no backup besides Castle.
And Castle
and
doesn't carry a gun.
Yeah, Castle doesn't have a gun.
He's not a cop.
And it's usually like, Castle, wait here. I'm going to go look at that noise over there we just heard. And then Castle gets in trouble somehow. But
that's what we love about it.
But that's what we also love about her as well. So he gets kidnapped. And so now we're stuck with the situation. Beckett has to find him to get these papers signed.
I think we're like T-minus 2 days.
2 days.
Yes.
Castle's on the phone. He's like, oh yeah, everything's great here for the wedding venue. Don't worry. Don't come home. I'm coming to you. And then he gets a phone call that the wedding venue has been burned.
Burned. Up in flames.
Up in flames. Like, what kind of venue is this that just lets amateurs blow fire?
Hey, there's a circus going on and stuff happens. But you know what? Best man, Alexis, really stepped it up.
She did.
She is the best man. Best man.
Yes.
And the cutest.
And the cutest.
I love Molly.
She's so good tonight. Sweet. Yeah.
She was amazing.
She has the bright idea to move it to the Hamptons.
Yes.
Which I feel like they should have gone with the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, when you get married, you want it to be grand and somewhere, a nice venue.
Yep.
So I probably would have picked a venue before I went to the house.
To the house.
Yeah, to the house. Because they're like, oh, this is so regular. Normal for us. This is so normal for us. This is an everyday thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're moving the wedding to the Hamptons. So Alexis and Martha are put in charge of that. Lainey gets put in charge of going to get the dress from Beckett's apartment, which, oh my gosh, she gets there and there's been a flood.
Things just keep going wrong.
So there was a flood, but how did the dress end up burned?
It was just like...
Oh, from like electric...
Soot and mud and, you know, like the floor, you know, when the floor stuff breaks through, it was just gooey and...
Done.
Yeah.
That dress was dead, and I love that it was on the table.
You're like, I tried everything.
And they cut so much out. I know they only have so much time for each scene. But I did a lot of improv on that dress scene. I cried. I was like, I can't. It's gone. The dress is gone. And I just fell out. And then I was like, cold blue on the dress. Like, that's so many different things. So like, they didn't use any of it. But it was still... It was still a great scene.
Good scene.
Yeah, it was. That's one of my favorite scenes from the season, I think, right there. How much improv do you guys do on set? Do they kind of give you that freedom?
We have a little bit room to do that, only in certain scenes, though. Mm-hmm. They, like, when it comes to the crime scenes and stuff like that, they really want to stick to what's written because the information that we're giving. But when it comes to fun scenes like that, you get, you know, John and Seamus have their fun with it. They'll ad lib. We all get a chance to do it.
Very cool.
Yeah. That's really cool. So, you know, operation, we have to find Beckett a new dress. We have to get a new venue. So all this stuff is happening while she's also trying to get a divorce.
Yes.
And I thought that for, you know, someone who all this stuff is happening to, she was holding it together very well because she wasn't straight up Bridezilla yet.
She had a moment there on the bench.
Yeah.
And she's like, everything's going wrong. Yeah. Like, is this a sign? And your mind automatically goes there because it's such a big event and all this stuff is happening and you're just like... Maybe it's telling me something. But, of course, Castle's very sweet.
Yeah.
And talks her off the ledge. And they get a very big clue in this case with her ex or her husband. It's the pastor. You called it.
Well, when Beckett first got to the house, she pulled up in that bench. It was just such a big picture
you
of the face
it,
there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't tell who he is, but I feel like maybe that bench is going to come in handy.
Yeah.
And then... There he was. I was like, oh, that's where I've seen him before. I was like, that's the only thing this episode I was able to figure out.
Like, I don't know what's going to happen next, but that's the pastor.
I was like, that's the pastor.
I felt so bad for him.
I know.
Like, I just want to pay this stuff and get it over with.
Yeah, so we find out that, you know, he had been blackmailing a pastor because there's a biker gang in his house when Beckett and Castle come home with his laptop from Tildy, and the pastor was with a stripper, and
there's photos on the phone.
And Rogan hired the motorcycle guys $5,000.
I know, $5,000 to steal a phone?
To steal a stripper's phone. I was like, I mean, it must be good.
It had to be something in that phone.
Something was in that phone.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of money. I mean, I feel like it's cheaper to, I don't know, find something else to do.
I know.
But so they give them until the end of the day to come up with their $5,000. They give him $500 because that's all Castle had on him. I was like, that's more money than I have.
That's why they said $5,000. I was like, Castle, get out of your checkbook. But it's a biker gang. They don't take checks.
Yeah. I mean, it might bounce. They don't know you.
So then they have to go talk to the stripper whose phone it is and be like, what was on this phone? And they figure out it's the pictures. And, Sapphire's doesn't help out so much.
No, she was acting kind of shady.
Sapphire was very shady.
Yeah, she was very.
I was like, girl, if you don't give up the goods, you know, you could have at least told them something. But it's typical.
Mm-hmm.
A stripper named Sapphire would have a boyfriend that would be a kidnapper and, you know, linked to some other stuff.
Mm-hmm. I kind of thought when she said, if you're not going to pay for something, then I can't talk to you anymore. I was oh, Becca's gonna be like, Castle,
here you go.
Get a lap dance.
It could have been like he missed his bachelor party. Could have been like a mini Bachelor party. No.
Not Mm-mm. with Kate, honey.
Kate's cool, but she's not going to be there while that happens. Plus, him and the boys already had their little stripper escort fun a couple episodes back. Mm-hmm. You know, they already got their fun. True. Her and Lainey still need their night out. We need some male strippers. Yeah.
That's why I was saying, you know, like, what after you come back from your honeymoon, we'll have your newlywed spa day for the girls.
Spa day.
Now like what's going to happen?
Well, I don't know if we're going to get that
spa day. I don't know if we're going to get that spa day.
It might have to wait a little longer.
We'll see.
So we go talk to the pastor, find out that he was being blackmailed by Sapphire and by Rogan about these pictures.
Pastor Bob was not in a good situation.
And Rogan was supposed to meet him that morning with the laptop with the pictures on it. He was going to pay him his last money and be done with it. And he just wants to be done with it. Poor guy. But he gives us more hints as to where we might be able to look at. And he was the one who told us about Sapphire's boyfriend.
The pastor goes, you know, they go back to the bar after that, and then one of the other strippers says, you know, Sapphire kind of ran away after she talked to you.
Right.
Extra shady. And her boyfriend has a farm on some route, which means it's out in the middle of nowhere. That's probably where they're keeping him.
Yeah. We go spying, and there's the truck right there, and then, you know.
But can we go back to the stripper that did give the information?
Oh, wait.
She worked everything. She was, like, climbing up the pole. Yeah. They're down at a barn on the side of the road. And then she did our little turn, and she stopped and grabbed that pole. I was like, you better work, girl. I didn't even get to meet that actress, but you did a good job.
Very good. It was impressive.
Because I've taken one of those, like, classes for a workout. One. It's hard work.
I don't think I could do it. I have no upper body strength.
I mean, you have a whole new respect for strippers after doing like one session.
Sure.
And you figure out that you can't even do a twirl on the pole without like hurting yourself. And they do it in heels too. It's like, respect.
Yeah. Like, I need to take a stripper pole class. I heard it's really a great workout.
It's an amazing
workout. I've heard
that
it's an amazing workout.
Yes.
All right.
Everyone, let's go take one
together. We'll take one. We'll reconvene. We'll let you know how it goes.
We'll report back next season for Castle. She was amazing. So they go to the barn. Rogan, the best thing ever happens. They walk into the barn.
I knew this was going to happen.
And there's what looks like a man hunched over and like tied up, and they're saying, Rogan, Beckett gets close and taps him in the head.
The scarecrow's head falls out.
Castle screams.
Like a girl scream.
It was the best. That's why you have to love Nathan and what he does for Castle. That was like at the top of his lungs.
Yes. He did that so on point. I was like, I don't think I could scream like that.
I don't think I could either.
God, that was the best.
And then you have Rogan in the background laughing. Which adds to the amazingness of that scene. He's just like, really?
With a gag in his mouth. Right.
He's like tied up and he should be worried about like being safe and like not getting killed. And he's more just like, dude, you can't scream like that. He calls him man parts for the rest of the episode.
Oh, that was my favorite scene.
The man parts. I hope that somehow that nickname gets told to Espo and Ryan.
Ooh, yeah.
So, you know, they need to make fun of him for that for a while. I need those
guys. Maybe Rogan will guest star in a future episode.
Maybe he'll come back. I mean, I'm sure he'll get arrested again for something.
Exactly.
So,
his track record.
Right?
I'm sure that's not the last we'll be hearing about him.
Mm-hmm.
So while they're in the barn, Beckett doesn't want to untie him fully until he has signed these papers because we can't have anything else go wrong. While she's diddle-daddling, we find out that there's other people in these photos. Someone named Barboza. We find out it's Mickey Barboza, who is the mob hitman.
He apparently has, like, not been caught for 10 years, killed a dozen people along the way. Not a good guy.
Not a good guy to be messed up with. And he's been hiding out in a barn.
In upstate New York.
In upstate New York. still, like, super mafia looking.
Of course.
As he walks around. I'm like, no one in the town thought, hey, that guy looks a little sketch.
I like that word, sketch. Never use that. He did, though, you know. He came in there. He did not look like he belonged in that area.
No. Mm-mm. Like, you from out of town?
Mm-hmm.
I might have thought maybe witness protection program or something, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, of course, the guys come in, and now everyone's caught. All three of them are tied up. Everyone keeps thinking that Beckett is actually Rogan's wife.
Yeah.
And that, you know, her life has some sort of value.
Yeah. They're like, good, you're married. Now tell me where the pictures are or I'm going to kill her. And she's like, he still doesn't confess. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then Castle. Did you guys, when you read it or when you saw it, did it click what Castle was doing? Because it didn't click for me either.
No.
I had forgotten about the biker guy. So many other things had happened.
Yeah, I totally didn't see it coming.
But then when he said that we're all going, and then Castle started talking to Rogan about, you know, yeah, we're all going to end up dead, I knew he had a plan then.
Yeah.
Like, I knew Castle had a plan then.
He had something up his sleeve.
And they walk into that apartment, and immediately the bikers have made themselves at home.
Yeah.
They're just chilling on the couch.
Well, they gave them 12 hours, and 12 hours are up, and they're like, I want my... They don't care, like, about anything. They just want their $5,000.
This is true. But for for such a small town, there's a lot of crime going on.
And these no police officers Willow
have
Creek.
No idea that... Like, 12 guys just got off their motorcycles with big old guns and walk into an apartment and no one says anything?
Well, biker gangs are serious. Do you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
I mean, yeah. So I know not to mess with them, but still, I was like, I mean, there's no patrol officers going around. I'm just like, there's a lot of
if they can't deal
happening.
With Rogan O'Leary's crimes, they definitely can't deal with the biker gang's crimes.
Like, gee, maybe we should
hire some more cops in Willow Creek. But you know.
Willow Creek is very laid back, it seems.
It's like, hey, let's all just hang out. So while we're there, you know, Beckett, it's like, hey, you wanted your money? This guy's worth 100 G's if you turn him in to the FBI right now. And I know they were outnumbered.
They were.
No one shot anyone, and I wanted a gunfight or something to happen inside the apartment.
Some close proximity in there.
I know.
That would have been real bad.
That would have been a bloodbath.
Yeah.
But I just said, yeah.
She's like, I wanted that.
I just wanted a little bit.
A little excitement?
Yeah, I wanted a little. I mean, the whole episode was exciting. I just wanted, you know, maybe a couple gunshots.
They were outnumbered.
They were definitely outnumbered. So that's how we got rid of those guys. And then the bikers get, you know, applauded in the newspaper.
Yes.
Even though they are technically criminals as well. We are turning our heads and avoiding that one. So then we finally get Rogan to sign these papers at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Took a lot.
He's like still hesitant.
Still hesitant. He just wasn't ready to lose his wife who's in a coma.
Who's in the coma.
Oh, my God.
His comatose wife. He wasn't ready to sign on that line yet.
Kit Kat. I can't get over Kit Kat. I know. Don't take this hard, Kit Kat.
You're gonna be okay.
You're going to be okay. Don't worry. And, I mean, they're back at Tildy's bar. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, you know, I don't know. I think I kind of messed things up with her because I lost her money, even though it was the pastor's fault. And Castle had talked to the good old pastor. And
Pastor Bob.
Pastor Bob had sent him the $25,000.
So I thought there's a little moment when I was like, he's going to not do the right thing because he's a criminal and he's going to keep the $25,000 to himself and just kind of do his scamming. But he did the right thing because he loved her. It
finally.
Was sweet.
Finally
he did the right thing.
Finally he did the right thing.
But he still lied. He still lied.
My wife died.
I was impressed with how quickly he came up with that one.
Yes.
He's a talker. He's a smooth talker.
He's a smooth talker because I would have been like, oh, yeah, here, I got the money. Don't ask me how. And he just had this whole thing. Oh, my wife, she died. She left me some money. It came in cash in a black bag because that's...
Don't ask questions when you present the $25,000. You just say, thank you.
Like, don't worry. It's unmarked bills. We're good.
Yes. We're good. Can't be traced. It's fine.
And he just slid right back in that easy.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep, because she loves him. Because we always love the bad boys.
Always.
The ones we're not supposed to. So then we finally are at the wedding.
I have to go back one part.
Which part?
The mother.
No.
What?
Lainey and Espo sitting at the Hamptons. Aww. And there's a little moment. There's a little hand-holding. And I want to know what the heck's going on with that.
Yeah, what's going on with Lainey?
Well, I mean, you know, we have been seeing each other on the low here and there. A little booty call action. And, you know, when you come with your date to the wedding, you start getting all those wedding feelings and like, oh, this is nice, isn't it? And you start visualizing yourself and you guys getting married. I don't know if Lainey did that, or maybe she did it a little bit.
I love that. I hope she did.
But I hope that little part left it open for next season for explaining to romance each other again.
Mm-hmm.
I miss that relationship.
I was gonna ask, do you miss that? Because we are fans.
Every time there's like a little bit, we're like, more please.
Yes.
I do. I thought we were very spicy together. Of course, I love kissing John. Where that's,
I mean, who wouldn't?
Exactly. I wouldn't complain.
I love the way they wrote the two characters together. And I love that the fear of commitment and still wanting to be with that person but not wanting to fully commit. I like that. So I like to see where they would go with those two guys.
I would too. And I love all the hidden looks and glances you guys have had this season. Like when they were in the fire and after he got out, like, oh my gosh.
The
I was like, they're back together.
Exactly.
We were
so excited.
Back together. And then it didn't happen. And then, you know, every time.
Well, next season.
Up. Next season.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed on that.
Yes. Andrew and Terry.
Yes.
Hear us. We want
listen
it.
Listen to us. The writer's room right here.
Make it happen.
So it's finally the wedding day. Mm-hmm. Lainey has managed to get Beckett a dress, and not just any dress. She calls Beckett's dad and gets her mother's dress.
So sweet.
And it is beautiful on her. I loved this dress.
I loved it.
It was amazing.
Seeing it in person on Stana, she was breathtaking.
Oh,
she looks so beautiful. And I was like, you're going to get married soon, for real. Like, you look too good in a wedding dress. Like, she looks so beautiful. And I just thought everybody looked great that day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Luke, our costumer, he's amazing. He put everybody together so good. And the energy was that of a real wedding. Like, just on set, we were, like, really preparing.
Aww.
You can't help it. Well, no, you're in that, like, you know, there's a wedding dress. There's, you know,
yeah,
the whole venue. Your dress was gorgeous as well.
Yeah,
the green was gorgeous.
Oh, I love that.
And
dress.
I loved your hair in that scene, too. It was, like, sort of swept over. It was giving me all this sass and love.
Oh, Miss Lily. Lily gets in that head, girl.
Love it. And then Martha has a great moment with Beckett. Before the wedding, she gives her the earrings. She needed something blue. And she explains that they've been passed down from generation of women, from her grandma to her mom, from her now to Beckett, which means she didn't give it to
That's
any of the
I'm
other
saying.
Floozies that
she
Castle has married.
She didn't give it to any of the other ex-wives.
That's
so
right.
She knows that this one is for real.
Yes. I really love that moment, too. I almost cried because Beckett's mom's not there. So it was like Martha came in and was like giving her the mother and also giving her that gift.
Yeah.
It was really touching.
I love it. And I love seeing scenes like that because we've seen Beckett and Alexis grow closer and have their moments. And now we get Beckett and Martha having their moment too. It was very
We were
needed.
Hoping we'd see Alexis in a tux as the best man, but we didn't get to see that.
Oh, yeah. We never got to see her. We saw everyone else put their tuxes on.
Didn't I wonder what Alexis wore.
She did have that. She just didn't have her jacket on.
She had a tux?
She had a tux.
All right. Okay. That's what you were predicting. Like, she would look great in a tux.
I was like, I love women in a tux.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
The sad part.
Yeah,
comes.
Then the sad part happens because Castle calls. It's like, hey, took care of everything down at the courthouse. Like, you are officially divorced. We can get married now. I'll be there in 20 minutes. Perfect. Amazing. black car, black Escalade, dark windows,
I knew
no
it wasn't
plates.
Goodness.
But before I even was even paying attention to that, I'm looking at Castle checking his stuff out. Thinking like, oh my God, you know, like, flip over anytime, you know, like, you're not paying attention to the road.
Yeah.
As I was reading it, I'm thinking that. And then I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
So, I don't know. I mean, who do you think it was?
I think it was the Barbosa.
The Barbosa family coming for revenge.
Yep.
I think I was saying this before the show, now that the whole Bracken arc is kind of resolved, there needs to be a new villain. I think Barbosa is going to fit that role real nice.
Yes. And even though the Bracken thing is done, I don't think it's all the way done.
Oh, interesting.
That's just my thing. I don't know anything extra. But I don't think it's done. He's just in prison.
Right.
You know? And we all know phone calls can be made from prison.
And he can stir up some controversy.
Maybe we'll get, like, the trial, and Beckett will have to testify.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
There'd be a lot more, you know, people trying to shut her up still.
Yes.
You know?
She knows a lot.
There could be more to that story.
Definitely.
So Castle's car could have been a Barbosa thing or a Bracken thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It could have been either, because they're both locked up.
Right.
They both have connections, so we don't know.
We don't know. And I think my heart broke in the scene when Beckett arrives on the scene of the crash and she runs out the car and
sees it. In the wedding dress.
Because she looks so beautiful. And then, you know, the super sad moment. I was like back there, like wiping. It's like, okay, don't cry. Don't mess up your makeup. Mm-hmm. that's the only reason. no, but I thought that was very, very well done and a great cliffhanger for the season.
Amazing.
I mean, the good news that comes out of this is that it was announced that we're getting a season 7. So congrats on that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's big news right there, because especially with an ending like that.
Yeah.
I was going to definitely be upset.
But you know how we always have to leave you guys a great cliffhanger.
Yeah.
To just agonize you throughout the break.
Mission accomplished, because I was not happy.
Yeah.
I was expecting that wedding to go off not without a hitch. I know there was going to be something, but not this.
And when it was just, like, the Rogan thing, I was like, okay, this is still, like, light and fun. We're still going to get to the wedding.
Yeah.
And then that happened. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I want to know. I'm going to get, like, real deep. I want to know if they, like, put another, you know, because Castle, he's not dead. Let's just put it out there.
I mean, it's called
Castle. But did they, like, put a body in the car to make her think that he's dead? Or will they not discover anybody in the car and so she knows that he's kidnapped? I want to know how far they took this.
We're going to have to wait till next season.
I don't like it. I can't wait.
But you can, there's so many different angles.
I know.
Yeah.
We all know he's not dead, like you said. Mm-hmm. You can't kill Castle. But they had to make it appear.
That's the thing.
That he's dead.
Maybe he is
in the car and he's just passed out.
That thing was on fire.
Maybe they're just, you know, going to seriously injure him or something.
Maybe.
Maybe next season he'll have an amputated leg.
Oh, no.
They can't pull an Arizona on him.
No.
That's not okay. That Grey's Anatomy
already did it. Can't have that again. Well, should we get into our predictions?
Let's do it.
For next season?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay. So we have to wait until the fall to see what actually happens. But what do you want for next season? For your character, for the show? What would be your ideal or your dream storyline for Lainey?
First we gotta get past this accident and what really went on. Like, I really need to know what's gonna happen.
I love that you're just as distraught as we are about this right now.
I am very distraught about that. I wish I knew something. I want to see what happens with that. But as far as Lainey goes, I would like to see the Esposito storyline pick back up again, the Esplaney line storyline. And I would like them to bring in a family member of Lainey's. I think Lainey needs a family member. So you can kind of get an explanation of why she is the way that she is. I've been really pushing for Pam Grier. I mean, they let me dress up like Foxy Brown. I'm like, that's not enough, you guys. We need Pam on the show.
That would be amazing.
I would love for her to be my older sister or my aunt, or I think she's too young to be my mother. I've said my mother, but I think she's too young and too fabulous for that. but like someone that comes in that may have something to do with a crime and, you know, I get pulled in or sucked in, and then things start to unravel about Lainey, a little bit more background. And
I'd love some background.
Solving the whatever mystery. Right. You know, I would love to see something like that for my character. And then I would like to see more. I want to see the baby with, you know, Detective Ryan. We've only seen the baby being born. Right. Can we get a little one running around Castle so we can see a little baby real quick? I love babies, so I just want to see the baby.
Do you think that babies are in Castle and Beckett's future?
I don't know. It would definitely probably be an accident that she get pregnant and not a planned baby, because she's just so into her work. I mean, she's already sacrificed a lot to marry Castle and be with him. Mm-hmm. So to sacrifice even more to have a baby, it would have to be an accident. Mm-hmm. I think so. But a good accident.
A good accident.
Yes.
I mean, if we listen to the guy who claimed to be from the future.
He said four kids.
Yeah.
Something crazy. We're like,
We're like, does that include Alexis?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I really believe that guy was from the future, though.
I loved that episode.
I was on his side.
I really loved that episode.
I did, too. I thought it was extra great.
It was good.
Yeah.
So, I have a question. When you guys are getting these scripts, what has surprised you? Because Castle does so many crazy things, and you guys have had so many crazy storylines that are amazing at the same time. Is there anything that shocks you anymore when you get a script?
All the time. Every time I'm going through it, I feel like I'm reading, okay, I know we're going to do this, only because I know our characters. But these writers, they get in that room and they twist and turn and have you going, oh my God, I thought it was this part. So I'm just as involved in trying to figure it out, like, as the rest of the audience is. As I'm reading it through, I'm always surprised. I'm always shocked with the outcome. I was not expecting to catch Bracken.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. But when he was, I was like, yeah! You know, like, I think they do a wonderful job with the writing on there, and they keep us all in suspense. We don't get to see the scripts. Like, we don't know what we're doing until we're almost done with the last episode. Then we get the script. Oh. Mm-hmm. So they're very top secret with us about that. As far as the stuff that Castle does, Nathan has done such a beautiful job adding his Nathan-ness on it. He's added a lot. He gets to ad-lib a lot, you know, and improv a lot. And he also gives us things to do, too. Of course, we do it the written way, and then we do it Nathan's way. Yeah. And it's really fun. So, you know, it's just been such a great experience, and I'm always pleased with everything that we do. That's not awesome. To be arrogant. I just love what we do, and I love my cast.
Yeah.
Kudos to the writers, because we used to keep track of, like, I figured out who the killer was. And you were on a good roll there for a second.
Before the big break, I had a good, like two or three weeks
where I was horrible. I was like, no, I thought it was that guy. It was horrible. But they always keep me guessing. Yeah. I never know. And that's amazing. Six seasons, and they're still throwing you for a curve every episode.
Yes.
And it's always something new and different. I love it. Can't wait for the show to be back for season 7.
Season 7!
So, Kate, what are your predictions?
Of course, we got to see what happens with this car on fire. Where is Castle? Then I want to know, is there going to be another, you know, because we're going to get over this. Everything's going to be okay. I feel it in my heart. But is there going to be a wedding right away? Are we going to have to wait a long time? They're like, they're cursed with this wedding day. So I don't know if they're going to jump right back into it. So is that going to happen right away? I don't know. I would love Selene and Espo. I love them. Mm-hmm. And I agree. We need more Ryan and Baby. I mean, I love when they show more of their personal life. And, you know, because they're so great together. Yeah. They're always talking about work. And so I like when they show a little bit of the personal side.
I do, too. And I'm going to agree. I'm going to definitely say I need Lainey and Espo. Because mm-hmm. that's just what I need in my life. it's just what the doctor ordered. I also think that once we get past this whole, is Castle dead? Is he alive? Yeah. Is he injured? Getting him back. I feel like at this point, they'll just go do like a courthouse wedding or elope somewhere. Because when Beckett was on the bench talking about how she felt like it was cursed, in my head, I was like, girl, just go to the courthouse right now.
Hey, just she already did done. The Vegas thing. Just go hit up that drive-thru. You're set. Happen real quick. Yeah,
happen real quick. I'm like, just go get it over with somewhere and then have a party later.
I can see that.
Which because I think that having 300 guests is great, but at the end of the day, the family is, you know, Espo, Ryan, Lainey, Martha, mm-hmm. Alexis. As long as you have mm-hmm. those people with you, I think that they would have a great wedding and be happy with it.
I like it. I like it too.
I think that's going to be how they end up getting married. Mm-hmm. Small, intimate.
But are we going to have to wait till the finale of season 7? I can't wait.
Mid-season.
All right. I agree.
We'll get it at the mid-season. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Where can fans find you on social media? And do you have any upcoming projects that you want to promote?
I'm at Tamla Jones on Twitter. I'm Tam Jones with the number 1 on Instagram. The Box, with the short that John and I did, is picked up in the Spain Film Festival, which I'm missing. Because I was here shooting a movie, and it will be here playing at the Manch Chinese Theater for 3 days, and then we got picked up in another one, I think, in Italy, south of France. Ooh. And then I just finished a movie called Shaker Point, and it's like a modern day urban version of Hamlet.
Ooh. Very cool.
Very, very, very good suspenseful movie.
Nice.
Yes.
Can't wait to see all those things.
Michael Beach, Romeo Miller.
Love it.
Shanna Knowles, who was Amber on Hannah Montana. Yeah. So it's very, very nice cast.
Very cool. And Kate, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Kate Aquilano. What about you?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at the Tiana Hobson. And make sure you check out all the shows here at AfterBuzz TV, at AfterBuzz TV on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And this is the season finale of Castle. So
thanks for joining us this whole season.
Yeah, thank you for being with us, guys. And we will see you in September.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.